It's a great pleasure once again to host the Christian Muslim Forum here, and particularly to host young people coming together to discuss what really is the common concern of all of us, Christians and Muslims alike. Over 18 months ago, we had a day like this to look at issues of climate change. And that, to my mind, was one of the most important things that the Forum has organised. It showed what could be done when people of a younger generation came together to share a passionate vision about God's perspective on the world. I put it as bluntly as that because I think that's what it's about. We are working to align ourselves with God's perspective on the world. A perspective which is not that of big business, big finance, big government, or even big society, but a perspective which is that of sheer, unconditional generosity. Christians and Muslims alike believe in a generous God. That is to say, a God who does not hoard his benefits to himself, but who pours out joy, hope, peace on all those who follow him and listen to him. And to align yourself with God's perspective on the world, that perspective of generosity and gift, is to be committed yourself to generosity. And so it's very appropriate that we move on from thinking about climate change issues to those issues which are absolutely bound up with climate change, issues around trade justice. That perspective of generosity, which I began with, is also a perspective that has to do with human dignity. Because once again, we all believe, all of us in this room, all of us committed to our faiths, we all believe that the effect of God's generosity is to give human beings dignity. God is generous enough to give us the dignity of acting in his name in the world, in freedom and in obedience. And so if we are all committed to divine generosity, we're all committed, on the other hand, as a necessary implication of that, to human dignity. And it's that human dignity that is in the focus of our discussion today. The trade systems of our world do not do a great deal for human dignity. And we'll hear a great deal during today about the ways in which different kinds of unfreedom, humiliation, and something remarkably like slavery are the effects of some of our international trade practices. It is still a fact that brings me up short when I think about it, that the net transfer of resources from the poor to the rich in our world is greater than the net transfer of resources from the rich to the poor. That remains an utterly scandalous fact. And if we believe that human dignity involves a degree of control over our choices and our neighbours' choices, a degree of freedom to show in the world by our own acts, our own imagination, our own reflection, to show something of the purposes of God, then an international system which cramps and shrinks people's freedom is something which we have to resist and which we have to criticise and resist together. Because that's the third thing I'd want to say by way of introduction. A point which I find myself making over and over and over again until people listening to me will be very tired of it. And that is, the problems that face the human world today are not problems that any one community, any one nation, any one civilization, or any one faith can address together. The great issues of the time, climate change, food security, pandemic disease, are not forces which observe national boundaries or confessional frontiers. The HIV/AIDS virus doesn't ask you whether you're a Christian or a Muslim. Rising sea levels across the world as a result of climate change don't ask you whether you're a Jew or a Hindu. And so, in looking out at a world where the problems are common problems for humanity, we have to learn what it is in our faith traditions that allows us to come together with a vital, critical, hopeful view of humanity and human dignity. And we do that, as I said at the beginning, because of our commitment to a generous God. In this, of course, we make alliances, we make tactical links with people who may not share our view about the generosity of God or even the existence of God. And yet what we have to bring is something distinctive and profoundly life-giving here. We are energized by what we believe about God. And that is one of the great bits of good news that I see in a meeting like this. You are here because you are energized by what you believe about God, and therefore what you believe about humanity. And in a world where it's quite easy to be a bit apathetic, a bit resigned, a bit whatever, about the possibilities, we at least have something to give, something of energy and vision and hope. So I'm very delighted that this event is happening, that it's focusing, as it is, on the questions of trade justice that we have to address together. And I have to say, particularly proud of the Christian Muslim Forum for its focus on these matters. I think in the years since the Forum was brought into existence, it has more than justified the vision, originally the vision of my predecessor, which set events in train towards the creation of the Forum. I believe that we have shown, very important, this, we have shown that at grassroots level, Christians and Muslims can really share life-giving vision and critical and hopeful action. We've shown that it's possible to create friendships, transforming friendships at grassroots level. We've shown that a younger generation of believers recognize these possibilities and are willing to act on them, to be inspired by them. And all of that, I think, is not only in Britain, but across the world, a very great gift. I'm always delighted when I travel elsewhere in the world to say, let me tell you about the Christian Muslim Forum. Let me tell you about the Christian Muslim Youth Forum. Let me tell you what can be done if people are willing to pool their enthusiasm and their vision in this way. And if anybody starts telling you about a clash of civilizations, about the inevitable conflicts between great big ideological and religious power blocks, let me tell you that I've seen the opposite at work. I know it can happen. So for me, today is good news. I hope it'll feel like that for you. I hope that together we can have some challenging good news for the society we're living in. It's a great pleasure to welcome trustees of the Forum here today, and a very particular pleasure to welcome our very distinguished guest, Maulana Shahid Raza, who is Deputy Director of the Muslim College in London, President of the World Islamic Mission in Europe. And he has taken on, as we've heard, an important role in the Forum recently, and we're very honoured that a Muslim scholar of such distinction should lend his name to this enterprise. So, Maulana, we're very pleased indeed to welcome you here today. Thank you all very much. I wish you God's blessing for today, and I look forward to hearing what you have to say.